First impressions of people can be totally wrong. In fact, even after we know a person for a long time, we discover maybe we really didn't know them at all. Maybe a neighbor, a fellow member of an organization, fellow worker, or just someone you happen to meet at a social gathering. We may only see one side of his or her life and not the rest. We may even speculate about the rest of their lives and then try not to appear too nosy. We question in order to learn more about them. Then, just when you think you have placed them in a neat box of understanding, something happens or is said which undermines your thinking. We often end up never knowing who they are because in frustration we give up trying to know. They remain a mystery, and they are happy to remain so. I'm going to side. Step here a second. Many years ago, down in Fells Point, I had met a friend there, and as he became a tenant in my building. And he was perhaps one of the most misunderstood people that I ever have met, although he was extremely outgoing. He was known pretty much as the clown of Bell's Point. Not only the clown, but he liked to a good bit. But the people who met him saw one thing. They didn't see the real person because he was hiding it. This man only went through the 7th grade in school. And in knowing him, I found out that he had studied and read all of the Greek classics. He had studied and read all of the famous English writers such as Shakespeare. He had a mind which was truly amazing. If he heard a song one time, he could sing that song, all verses and everything on key. He was a carpenter by trade. And I saw him measure up a door frame one time. He didn't use a tape measure to measure that door frame, nor did he use a miter box to cut the angles. Perfect fit. Amazing person. But 99% of the people really didn't know him. He hid behind a facade. Just a story to emphasize this. Many people thought they knew him, but they really never did know him. Now you have these people who are happy to remain withdrawn and hidden. On the other hand, often we end up being that mysterious person, we ourselves, whom others seek to know. Just as often we really do not want others to know who we really are, it becomes too dangerous. It is safer to have them know just that part of us which we wish to share. To totally expose ourselves may be taking the chance that we will be rejected and ridiculed. And who wants to live with such painful results? But when all is said and done, even though we may try to hide or think we have hidden who we are, there will be those who manage to discover what we have tried to hide and we lay it exposed, as I found out with Ralph in Fells Point. We are discovered not by what we choose to say or not to say, but by what we do, how we react, and how we avoid things. In many cases, the saying, actions speak louder than words, is so true. To go back to Ralph. Ralph had no money whatsoever. Lived day to day. But if someone was in need, secretly, he gave whatever he had to that person. You say we are not discovered by what we say or choose, but how we do, how we react, what we avoid. Actions speak louder than words. And some like to hide those actions. In a very real way, we are more transparent to those who take the time and interest to know us than we wish. Therefore, there are very few people who end up being a total mystery. And Ralph, although he wished to be a total mystery, ended up not being. He ended up not being on the good side. In many ways, this was the case with Jesus. He had been ministering throughout Galilee and Judea in full and open view of the general populace for nearly 3 years. Stories about him, his teachings, and his miracles had circulated throughout the region. He was not only known by his disciples and close followers, but also by the average person as well as the Roman and Jewish authorities. He was known. Make no mistake about it. Those who had any association with him, either in person or by hearsay, must have had some kind of impression as to who he was. They must have tried to define him as a teacher, rabbi, prophet, miracle worker, magician, or even the long-awaited Messiah. All attempts to define him into a category which they already knew seemed to fail. Who was this Jesus of Nazareth anyway? He managed to remain a real mystery to all. Now when asked who he was, he would refer to himself as the Son of Man, which has a very loose historic identification with the Jewish Messiah. But the term also referred to a person who had a divine presence, such as a prophet or special religious leader. The Son of Man also can be more. It can be the incarnation, God becoming man. Of course, this was well beyond the imagination of any Jesus contemporaries. It is interesting that Jesus never referred to himself as the Messiah. To be identified as the Messiah would only further mislead the people, since their Messiah was totally different. In our gospel lesson, he was asked directly by the Jewish authorities of the temple, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly. Let us know. Come on, come out with it. Who are you?" In other words, they wanted to know who he was and who he thought he was, so that they could form their own opinion and treat him accordingly. Jesus again refused to claim to be the Messiah, but rather he answered, "I have told you. I have told you, and you do not believe." By this statement, he was saying that in the past, he had made known that he was the Son of Man. Why couldn't they accept this explanation? Jesus went on to further state that the Son of Man was by stating what he had done. "The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me." Look, you don't have to believe in what I say or who I say I am. All you have to do is to open your eyes in order to see what I have done. I have healed the sick. I have given sight to the blind. I have restored hearing to the deaf. I have given the lame the ability to walk. I have calmed the seas. I have fed 5,000 people with a few fish and a few loaves of bread. I have raised from the dead. The power of such acts does not come from man, but from God the Father. Then he concludes by saying that to know me is to know the Father, since the Father and I are one. It is the intent of the writer of the Gospel of John to define Jesus well beyond that of the other three Gospels. John makes no attempt to minimize who Jesus was, but clearly sets out to present Jesus as the Son of God, the very incarnation of God. In the very beginning, he wrote, "So the Word of God became a person and took up his abode in our being." Then again he wrote, "The Word became flesh." There is no doubt in John's mind who Jesus was. He relates Jesus' words, "I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. I am the resurrection and the life." Within John's remembrances of Jesus, there is no doubt that Jesus not only performed acts of God, but he vividly said who he was. The problem with the authorities was that they were listening from the outside with clouded minds of preconceived thoughts and fears. Jesus related this, "But you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." It is here that Jesus presents one of the basic principles of understanding and knowing who another person is. In order to have such knowledge, one must engage themselves in a relationship with that person. One must personally become involved. Without that involvement, there can never be any kind of valid understanding and only remain an academic pursuit. and mind games. In the To Kill a Mockingbird, Scott said, "You must be able to walk in his shoes." Once the commitment is made to become involved and the placing of oneself within the life of the relationship, then understanding will begin to take place. Therefore, it can be said that once the relationship is made of being a follower of Jesus, the Son of Man's life, the Son of Man's life will begin to be understood. "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." It is then that there will be the understanding that the Son of Man is not perceived, not the perceived Messiah, but the very Son of God who extends God's love and the promise of eternal life to those who follow. No one can take this understanding and promise away once it is there. "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand." Jesus made it clear that he wasn't the traditional Messiah, but the very presence of God himself. This was totally out of the realm of the authorities' thinking, so they still did not understand who this Jesus claimed to be. It was well beyond their imagination, but it is not fair to place such short-sightedness on just those Jewish authorities long ago. Even his closest followers at the time couldn't grasp the true understanding of what he was saying and who he was. What they did have over the authority was a personal relationship with Jesus, which gave them the avenue ultimately to understand the concept of the Son of Man and the Son of God. This understanding found reality upon the resurrection and the resurrection appearances. It was that commitment to follow, to listen, and to experience this Jesus that they found the ultimate truth which they sought, to know who he really was. Even though we have the advantage of history and the witness of those who were his followers like John, Jesus can be the same to us as the Jewish authorities. Just an academic pursuit, and thus be outsiders, without a clue as to the truth of who he really is. It is only when we immerse ourselves in living his teachings and his life are we able to begin to understand who he is in our lives. It is only then we can begin to live in the hope of his love, forgiveness, and ultimately eternal life in his care. To become one with Jesus brings our ultimate knowledge of him as a central truth in life. Then, and then only, can we say, "Yes, I know Jesus. I know who he is." Such knowledge will then bring hope, life, and love to all those who seek to know who we are, who I am, because they'll see this Jesus through us. That's the challenge. That's the good news. That's our mission. That's our life.